achievement drive is one of the critical competencies in athletic performance. Great athletes possess a strong drive to achieve personally meaningful goals. They know what they want to accomplish and are energized by the stimulus of pushing themselves outside of their comfort zone to take on new challenges. I find that people without achievement drive have a very comfortable zone they prefer to stay in, while those with high achievement drive are willing to push beyond this point of balance toward a higher level, and they work hard and smart to get to the next level of performance. Athletes with high achievement drive have a high level of passion, a force that keeps the athlete moving towards their goals and reaching for higher ground. An athlete must have passion to consistently perform well. Here are a few keys for you to enhance your achievement drive. Number one, set high personal standards for yourself that align with your ability. Always seek to improve yourself. Learn new skills. Number two, create the right motivational climate for yourself. Think about enjoying your sport and why you play versus the outcome and the pressures of the outcome. Refocus on the pride, enjoyment, interest, and satisfaction you derive from your achievements as opposed to just the tangible rewards you might receive for being successful. Work hard, work smart, and be passionate about your sport, and getting to the very high levels will be very possible. And always take the opportunity to enhance your achievement drive. Focus is one of the critical competencies in athletic performance. All great athletes have the ability to maintain an effective focus and avoid distractions that can interfere with their best performances. They are able to sustain concentration and stay centered regardless of what is happening around them in the competitive situation. Athletes with great focus have the ability to concentrate on the process rather than the outcome of their effort. They control how they perform and not what they can't control, winning or losing the event. Here are a few keys to help build your focus. Number one, concentrate on the process and not the outcome of the event. Number two, stay in the moment. Let go of mistakes and past failures and don't worry about looking too far into the future. Number three, when you feel pressure in a game situation, focus on a word such as relax or calm and repeat it several times as you breathe out. Use this approach to control your focus each time you are under pressure. So keep your mind on what you have been trained to do. Stay in the moment and enjoy the process and take every opportunity to work on strengthening your focus. You know, getting a little nervous before a competition is actually a very, very good sign. A lot of the great athletes that I work with, all of them, I would say without exception, get a little bit nervous before a competition. It's a great sign, and it really means that the event means something to you. You'd like to do well and perform to your capabilities. A little positive emotional energy is great to get things started and to get you focused to actually start and play the game. Now, the problem lies when feelings are negative and they impact your performance in a negative way. When the emotions of feelings are negative, your thoughts will become negative, and we want positive thoughts to drive positive emotional performance. Much of our negative thoughts can be derived from fear, a perception of what is going to happen in the future, that we might lose the game, that we might not play well, or we'll embarrass ourselves in front of family or friends or the crowd. And that is why you must focus on the current moment. Think about getting started well, and that your recent practice has prepared you for the early moments of the game. Stay in the moment and keep your negative emotions in check. And over the course of the game, you can build confidence by relying on the skills you've practiced and just taking one step at a time. If you are consistently very nervous before or even during a game, sit down and think about why you're nervous. Are you thinking too much about the outcome of the game? Are you afraid to lose the game? Consider why you are so nervous and understand how it's impacting your performance. Also remember that sports are meant to be played and enjoyed. It really is about having fun. They're not life and death. So focus on having fun and enjoying the competition and consider the game a personal test of what you have worked on in practice. You've spent all this time working on this. Go in and enjoy the experience of testing yourself. So play to have fun. Enjoy the moment. Stay in the moment. And a small amount of positive energy will help you to a great personal performance. You know, self-confidence is undoubtedly a critical competency in consistent athletic performance. Great athletes accept and respect themselves, and essentially, like the people they are, they believe in their skills and talent and their ability to perform at high levels. Self-confidence may be the single most important emotional contributor to success in sports competition. Enhance your self-confidence by forming a picture in your mind of what you'd like to be. Hold it there long enough. Focus on it daily, and you'll become the athlete you aspire to be. This imagery can allow you to see yourself performing your capabilities in competition and overcoming difficult competitive situations. I'd like to give you a few keys to enhance your own self-confidence. Number one, remember that preparation is the key foundational piece for confidence, giving you a great sense of control over your performance. Make sure you rehearse every element. Physical, tactical, and emotional. Rehearse specific skills and plays effective reactions to setbacks and the emotions associated with successful performance. Number two, be careful not to set unrealistic standards for yourself. This can lead to trying to be too perfect and leave you vulnerable to focusing on imperfections. Celebrate the thrill of a job well done and measure yourself by what you have accomplished rather by what you have not yet achieved. Making the decision to like and believe in yourself is the surest way to generate the positive emotional energy necessary for your success. Practice the emotional competency of self-confidence at every opportunity. Very simply, goals are a must if you are an athlete. Goals are a very important part of the plan as an athlete. If you don't have defined goals, it's like going on a trip in your car, knowing where you might like to go, but really having no idea how to get there. Athletes who do not have goals know generally where they may want to go, but they really don't have an idea of how they're going to get to that point. As an athlete, you must have a plan, where you are going, and how you're going to get there. Otherwise, your actions will be random and unfocused, and you will struggle to achieve what you really want to achieve. Goals become the basis of all your work to become a better athlete. What do I need to work on to reach my goals? What do I need to improve to reach my goals? They are the basis of your plan as an athlete. So here are two keys that maybe will help you get started on a goal plan. Number one. Ensure that your goals follow the, and everyone knows this, the SMART system, S-M-A-R-T. Goals should be specific, measurable, attainable, realistic, and timely. Number two, make sure you write your goals down. All the performers I work with in athletics, in business, in the arts, in every type of area of life, write their goals down. When you write them down, you are committed to them. This ensures that you will commit to the goals and then periodically review your goals. They may need small adjustments here and there, but your basic goals will remain constant. I can't stress enough how important goals are as part of an athlete's plan. They are a must for you to be a high performer.